Maseches Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Beishamai says, Hefker la'aniyim hefker. Someone who wants to make his produce hefker, make them ownerless, but he wants to make it just ownerless la'aniyim, just for poor people to be able to access. Only poor people will be able to come and retrieve it. So Beishamai holds that it works, it becomes hefker just for poor people, and there's special halachas about hefker. Produce that becomes hefker is not obligated in Trumas and Meisers, and so he accomplished this, that it became no longer obligated in Trumas and Meisers, even though it's only accessible to the poor people. Beis Hillel, they say, they disagree, Einei hefker ad sheyuvkar af la'ashirim. It only will become hefker to become exempt in Trumas and Meisers, only if he makes it hefker for everyone, not just for poor people, but af la'ashirim, also for the rich. Kishmitah, just like Shemitah. During the Shemitah year, the produce is hefker, is ownerless, and it's available to everyone, both the poor and the rich alike. So too, says Beis Hillel, that it needs to, hefker also needs to be available to everyone in order for it to be hefker. And he disagrees with Beis Shammai. The Mishnah continues with another machlekes. Kol emre hasada shel kav, if all the bundles in the field are all one kav size, ve'echad shel arba kavin, and there's one bundle that's four kav size, so four times the size of the average bundle in the field, u'shachay, and the owner forgot that one bundle, that large bundle that was four kavim, Beishamai says, ain't a shikha, that's not considered shikha, and the Baal Bais can go back and retrieve it, because since it's so much larger than the other bundles, the Baal Bais is not going to forget about it, and he's going to remember and come back. And one of the requirements for shikha is that it has to be something that he's going to forget and not come back, and then he's obligated to leave it for the aniyim. But such a thing that he's going to remember, it's so big he's going to remember, it's not considered shikha. Beis Hillel argues and says shikha, it is considered shikha, even though it's four times the size of the others. It's still possible that he's going to forget about it, and that it will become shikha. The Rav says that if it would be larger than four times the size of the bundles, then Beis Hillel would agree that such a large bundle won't be forgotten, and it won't be considered shikha. He's going to remember about it, and so he does not have to leave it for the poor. Mishnah Beis. Ha'aymashu samach lagafa, a bundle that was forgotten behind in a field, and it was left, samach lagafa, next to a wall that's in the field, vilagadish, or next to a pile of grain, labakar, if it was next to different cattle, vilakalim, or next to the tools that are in the field. So they're next to a memorable spot in the field. Ushacha, and he forgot the bundle there. Beishamai says, Einei shikha, it's not considered shikha, because since it was left near an important thing, the wall, the pile, the animal, the tools, he's going to remember about it, and he's going to come back for it. And since he's going to remember, it's not considered shikha, he doesn't have to leave it. Beis Hillel says that it is considered shikha, and he's not necessarily going to remember it, and it has a status of shikha, and therefore he's obligated to leave it for the aniyim.